Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Transmitting.
Let's go.
We got a heck of a show today. Kane and Caitlin Brown will be in together, which is pretty cool. Morning, studio.
Morning.
Okay, here we go. Let's go around the room here. He does our video things, and sometimes he sings. It is producer Eddie. Hey.
So on the show, sometimes we do these lists of, like, best TV shows ever, and MASH always comes up on these lists. I know, like, the best
finale. It's like finale. The 70s show, right?
Yeah.
It's the most watched finale ever because there were, like, 2 channels.
Right.
Right. But I was watching Hulu, and it pops up, MASH, and I'm like, let me try it. I've never watched MASH. I'm starting to get it. Like, I've watched 4 episodes of MASH, starting from season 1, and this show is good.
It reminds him of his childhood.
No.
It's, oh, is that what it was?
It's taking him back.
Taking him back.
That's why I like to watch shows like Alf and Friends.
Yes.
Yeah.
Guys, memory lane.
I didn't watch MASH.
Oh.
I remember it kind of being on TV.
You didn't watch Gunsmoke and then go right to MASH?
No.
Bonanza.
Is it in black and white?
No, it's in color.
I think some of it's in black and white. I think maybe the early.
No,
season?
Man, it's in color. Y'all stop it. It's not that
but like
old.
Like a muted color.
It's the 70s. That was still in color.
Okay.
But look, it's funny, but it's like taking place in the Korean War. So it's dealing with war and sadness at the same time. Dude, this is, I don't know. It's got like 14 seasons. I don't know if I can watch the entire thing. But so far, I like it.
So are you saying that back then it was ahead of its time even?
Yes, absolutely.
The original CBS airing and all syndicated versions were in black and white.
Well, that's
weird. Like
I'm watching
it.
Season 1. Oh, that's possible.
Yeah, the remastered was released for Hulu. And there were color versions, but they were black and white at first. So you told me I was crazy. I knew I wasn't because I used to like have MASH would come on before wrestling sometimes when I was a kid.
Really?
So I'd catch that Magnum PI. So I'd catch like the in 7 minutes of those.
Dang, I didn't know that was in black and white.
But MASH is pretty good.
MASH is good, dude. Hey, you have Hulu, right?
Mm-hmm.
Give it a shot.
Okay, I sure will. Up next, If Life. I'm not going to give it a shot.
I know you
I'm
won't.
Just getting on to the next thing. If Life had a back of the class, he'd be sitting there. It's Lunchbox, everybody.
Yeah.
Totally do not even understand what that means, but there is good news out of this whole thing, guys. I called the news, and it appears that I am going to be on the news.
You called the tip line?
The tip line. I called the newsroom to give them my story idea because I had talked to someone in the news. Like, that's a great idea. You should call our newsroom. So, here we go.
So, Lunchbox, his dream is to get on the local news. It's a dream. I don't know. But here we go.
Newsroom.
This is Jason Gibble, and I'm calling because I got a great news story for you guys. So, I mean, you know, with gas prices being so high and everybody going, oh, I can't afford gas prices, I did something that's going to inspire the whole, like, community, America. I bought a bike, and I've been riding my bike to work to beat the gas prices.
That's a very good idea. Honestly, more people should do that.
Yeah, and so I thought, you know, you guys come out, interview me, and you show me riding my bike, and you're like, how to beat the gas prices. Buy a bike.
Honestly, that's very promising.
So you need my phone number? You want my phone number?
It's
2. Are you talking like 100% someone's going to call me? 90%?
I wouldn't put a number on it just because we're not 100% sure. But yeah, I will pass it on.
Awesome.
And,
I'll be waiting by the phone. I'll tell my wife, I'm going to be on the news. All right. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
You too, Jason.
Bye.
Okay.
You know, as soon as she hung that up, she went and told somebody, you'll never believe this call I just got.
Uh-huh. Guy named Jason.
And nobody that wants to be on the news or has like a real life news story finishes the call with, I want to be on the news. So I don't think she's going to call you though, buddy.
I hadn't ring so far. Phone still no voice. Yeah, I cleared out the voicemail. Make sure there's room in there just in case I missed it.
But you're standing by the phone just in case.
Standing by the phone. Got it in my pocket. If it rings, get ready.
You should have gave them your Facebook page instead because you're always on Messenger during the show all morning long.
That's true.
You could have just answered it there.
That was rude, but I should have done that.
But also, are you back? Because you said you weren't on it.
No, I'm not on it. You're still not on it. Hey, I'm still knocking it out of the park over here.
It's not even Lent.
No.
And it's hard. Let me tell you. There's signs on my, no.
You don't want to go check in with Sally from 8th grade.
No. Yeah, can't hit up Jenny and be like, how's it going? What's going on in life?
Good for you, buddy. All right. Thank you, Lunchbox. She loves to watch birds, and she is getting a little better with her words. Here it is. Amy, everybody.
Hey. So I ran across something called a high heel coach, and she teaches walk workshops that help you learn how to walk in your heels in a way that will keep your feet pain-free.
You pay it for that?
Yeah.
You can pay.
She has the whole...
There's no way more than two people
pay. I know.
And one of them's got to be a relative.
I went to her website, and it looked like there are all these women walking, but she teaches poise and posture in heels, confidence building in heels, balance so you don't fall, and then tips and techniques to avoid pain.
This would be more like a TikTok video than a subscription to pay for someone to come teach you how to do it.
Yeah.
I really... It's hard for a guy to understand the pain that women go through when they wear heels or uncomfortable shoes out.
Yes.
It is. Now, at the last CMAs, I wore shoes that were new. And what was cool about the last CMAs, if I'm being honest, totally transparent, a designer company came and said, we want to give you all your clothes. Just wear them. You don't have to tag us. You can if you want, but you don't have to.
That's awesome.
And so they gave me a baller suit.
I need that.
Really me too. I couldn't
believe it. Yeah, that's awesome.
First time it's ever happened where they've come out and just said, we're going to give you everything. And so they gave me these really nice shoes, really expensive shoes. And I wore them, and halfway through, my feet were back was tearing. They fit, but my feet hurt so bad that I was like hobbling around. And Caitlin was like, I feel really bad for you. And that's what happens to us a lot of times too.
Yeah.
Because a lot of your nice shoes, you don't wear all the time. So it's not like you're breaking them in.
No, I especially feel it. Like honestly, at any of our iHeart festivals, like iHeart Country or the one in Vegas, it takes a few days to recover after wearing heels both nights and being in them for hours.
I had Band-Aids in the back of my feet for 5 days after because it's ripped the skin off.
Yeah, no, that's a thing.
You guys ever wear high heels?
Me? Those?
Yeah. Excuse me?
What?
I like trying them on.
What?
No, I haven't. I'm just asking.
Asking for a friend?
Yeah.
Oh, to see how it feels to walk in them.
No, because my feet are too big. I can't fit in anybody's high heels.
Okay. Even as a kid?
I didn't
listen to this guy. This
I'm just asking.
Yeah, like,
nobody around me in my life had high heels.
Okay.
Yeah, no one in my life had high heels.
All right.
Eddie's like, so you ever try one of his underwear?
No.
Just
say that.
And if you do, they're good for you, buddy.
You ever tried on lipstick?
If that makes you feel good, go for it.
Like my kids sometimes will try my wife's high heels
Great.
On.
Great.
Just messing around.
I just haven't.
Yeah. Now he's blaming his kids. Oh, it's my kids that do it.
I haven't, no. But if you want to do that, that's great.
Right.
Yeah.
As long as you're not hurting kids
if
or animals.
If you walked in here in high heels though, one day.
Guys, it's just a question.
I hear you.
Okay.
I didn't even care. You just asked it all weird.
I just asked.
Hey, guys, yeah, give it. But I felt for you there. But also, I felt pretty good because they gave me clothes for free. It's bizarre.
Yeah.
The world, that world, where you just get a call going, hey, we'd like to give you this for free, and you don't have to do anything. I'm like, wait, what? It's like now, to be completely transparent, now that I can afford it, it's like stuff comes free. Yeah. It's like, no. I needed it when I couldn't afford
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
But now it's like I can, and it comes free. That's why I give so many suits away online as well. I'm like, well, I wore this once or twice. Who can use this suit? Because there's no reason for me to keep it, and you can have it. So I try to give people it for free. It was basically me 5 to 20 years ago, you know? But it's pretty cool. It's pretty cool.
That's so cool.
Now
I
just
got
to kind of stay whatever level of fame this is. I don't know, but I got to stay here because the free clothes is all awesome.
Free stuff.
Yeah,
it's awesome. All right, Ray, you ready?
Yep. From Mountain Pine, Arkansas, he likes wearing the same color clothes, and he's never interviewed Migos. Bobby Bones.
What on earth?
I have never interviewed Migos, and one of them's not alive anymore.
Yeah, I got shot.
Way to bring
nice
that up,
game.
Ray. That's cool. Here's my Mount Rushmore of sodas, pops, cokes, depending on where you're from. My Mount Rushmore, and in order, by the way, number one, Mountain Dew. George Washington, Mountain Dew. Number two, Cherry Coke.
Okay.
Oh, I remember that. Cherry Coke was good back in the day.
I remember it. I think it still exists.
Still there.
Love it.
I haven't had a soda since high school.
I haven't had sodas either. I've like one a year.
I haven't had a Coke.
How Mike D goes and purges himself at Christmas every year. I have like a Coke a year, and this is what it feels like to me.
Yeah.
It does. It just feels so good. Coke at 3.
Regular Coke.
Regular Coke at 3. And number 4, ginger ale. Like the ginger ale, the brand of ginger ale. And I never liked ginger ale growing up, but now I have like a taste for it now.
Really?
And I say that because there was a story that they're getting rid of Sierra Mist.
Yeah, no one buys that.
Isn't that just 7-Up knockoff?
I tell you, here's the thing about Sierra Mist. I didn't hate it, and if it was there, I drank it, and I was like, oh, this is good. But I never would go get it. And I never was like, I got to have a Sierra Mist. But if it was there, I drank it. It's good. But Pepsi is getting rid of Sierra Mist because that was a Sprite competitor.
Yeah.
So it's called Starry. Higher citrus flavors that are true to fruit and more aromatic. I don't even know what that is, but it's in stores now. So if you see Starry, it's like an improved version of Sierra Mist.
Okay.
To try to beat 7-Up.
Sprite and 7-Up?
Yeah, I never liked those, though. If I got to pick, it was never Sprite or 7-Up.
Yeah, it's Diet Coke
or
always.
Diet Mountain Dew.
No,
the
diet.
That aspartame, that whatever that. Yeah. I don't like that.
That's
this is
gross.
Me drinking something diet, like Diet Coke.
I know.
Where's root beer, man?
Not a big root beer guy, but if it was there, I would drink it.
I'm shocked Dr. Pepper's not in there.
Probably 6th or 7th, but again, if it was there, I would drink it.
What about Big Red?
I really had to be in the mood.
Yeah, okay.
That was only with barbecue for
this
me.
This is me drinking Big Red.
It was good when you put in the suicide ones, like where you did all the flavors, you get a little
But
taste
a suicide wasn't good. It was just novel
was
and funny.
Yeah, you're messing with your friends.
It was not good, though. Otherwise, they would create that drink itself. They couldn't call it the suicide, but they could.
Yeah, that's right.
But Fanta also, like, if it was there, and I liked it, like orange.
Yeah, orange.
Sometimes I'd get in that. Okay. But Mountain Dew all the way, Cherry Coke number 2.
Dude, try a grape one today. Your stomach can't.
Oh, grape. But grape's awesome. I love the grape soda.
Your stomach will not handle it today.
My stomach doesn't handle much.
That's not good.
It doesn't matter soda. My stomach handles very little things anyway, Eddie. That's what's up. Let's get started with the show. Thank you for being here. You guys send us a lot of questions. Some you want to know about things here on the show. Some it's advice. We open up the mailbag for that.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, whoa, Bobby Bones. I'm curious, what ended up happening with the storage unit that you and Lunchbox bought? Do you plan to buy more? Has Lunchbox given you your cut of the money? And will you ever reveal what else was in the storage unit? Signed, Curious Carolyn. Lunchbox and I went into business together, which may have been one of my big mistakes ever on this show because I've not seen a penny of it yet.
I paid for it
and haven't seen a penny of it. And he keeps going, I'm going to pay you.
I didn't know you wanted to be paid in installments. I thought you wanted to be paying full with a big check at the end. I thought that was the whole
point.
How
are you getting paid?
eBay sends it to me.
Yeah.
At first, I didn't realize eBay, I needed to set up a bank account. I was waiting for a check in the mail. So I literally had no idea that eBay had changed their policy and they do direct deposit. Scuba had informed me. So I sat there for months also just going, man, the check never came.
Okay, here's the deal. We got online, bought a storage unit.
And we're making some money.
And we got a bunch of shoes out of there and we're selling them on eBay.
Yeah.
There was some stuff in there too that I don't feel comfortable talking about now. Maybe at July, halfway point of this year. Mike, will you note that? We can tell you what else was in it, but it wasn't good, and we don't want to get caught up in anything not good.
Yeah.
So how much do we spend on the unit?
$220.
And the deal was I would pay for it, and then I would get the cut of how much?
50-50.
Okay, and Lunchbox would do the work. Problem is, Lunchbox doesn't like to do work.
No, I like to do work. Now, you're wrong about that. See, you disregard my business acumen.
How much money do we have right now?
$400-something. $422, something like that.
Did I pay for the whole unit or just...
No, you paid for 75%. I paid 25%.
Okay. And so when do I get my money?
Oh, you want... I can bring a check.
I don't want a check. I've never seen a check since I was like 11. Like Venmo me.
Okay. I thought you wanted...
How many more pair of shoes are there?
2 more pairs.
Are they up?
Not yet. I put a couple up over Christmas and getting bids. So I got to lower the price. And so I'm going to redo them. That was the problem is I put them up and I was like, oh, Christmas time, I put the price too high. I was thinking, boom, these will sell hotcakes.
Hotcakes sell pretty fast where you're from?
Yeah, you never had hotcakes, man. when you go to the restaurant, oh, sorry, we're out of hotcakes. Oh, man, should have got here at 8.
It's not 1920. I don't really call them hotcakes. okay, I'll tell you what. February 28th.
That's a good day, man.
I want all my money.
All your money?
I want all my. You got 2 pair of shoes to sell. I want all my money by February 28th. Or, you like your kneecaps?
Oh, okay.
Wow.
Okay.
Shatter?
No, I was just going to polish them for you. Okay.
All right.
February 28th, I want all my money.
Because I'll be honest, my wife wants those shoes out of the house, too.
Okay.
She's telling me, hey, you going to get rid of these shoes? I'm like, hey,
I'm
trying.
It's been like 6 months.
No, I understand.
I'm going into business with Ray next to do
because
you don't move.
No. Don't worry. Come this spring, got a great business idea for us.
Okay. You know what? Pardon me if I'm not waiting just on the edge of my seat.
Hey.
I can't get into business with you. This is why.
Here's February 28th. You want your money by? Then on February 29th.
My money by?
Back.
Yeah. By. Then February 29th, we talk about the new business.
I don't know. Is it a leap year? There's not a February 29th, so I'm in. All right.
March 1st.
Curious Carolyn, thank you for your email. You reminded me Lunchbox owes me a lot of money. That's the mailbag. We love when a listener leads us in to Fun Fact Friday. This is AJ from Box Elder, South Dakota.
Huge fan of your show. I have a fun fact for Fun Fact Friday. Did you know if sharks stop swimming, they will die? Anyway, thanks. Huge fan. Keep doing what you're doing. Love you.
Wow.
It has to swim. I guess it's like breathe. I don't know.
Wow. So do they sleep? They're always swimming? Wow, that's terrible.
Always swimming.
Just keep swimming.
There you go. Almost a sad fact Friday.
Yeah, man.
All right, let's go.
Fun Fact Friday. Yay!
All right, let's go. I'm going to go to Eddie first. Eddie, what's your fun fact?
Man, I almost don't want to do this because I'm going to tempt people to try it. But don't try this. But armadillo shells, their armor right outside, is bulletproof. In fact, there was a man in Texas who shot an armadillo. It ricocheted off of him, hit him in the jaw, and he went to the hospital. Don't try this.
He die?
But no, I think he's still alive. The man?
Yeah.
Definitely the armadillo is still alive. I think the man's all right.
Armadillos will also jump when you're, so if you're like,
yes.
So don't even drive over them.
Right. Don't like, try any of those one, things.
Yeah. I mean, just, you know what? Forget you even know what they are. Eliminate the armadillo from your mind.
Yeah.
Bulletproof shells. Pretty good.
Pretty cool.
I wonder if it's because they were always in Texas and all the, you know, Yosemite Sams had guns. And they had to develop it. Yeah. Morgan, what do you have?
If you chill your onions, you won't cry when cutting them. So stick your onion in the freezer for about 15 minutes beforehand, and it will prevent the acid enzymes from working properly, which makes you not cry.
Wow.
Or you can bathe it in ice water if you don't have 15 minutes for the freezer.
You mean cut it while it's in there?
No, like dunk it, make a bowl of ice water and set the onion in there and let it sit for a little bit and then cut
so
it.
So same thing.
Yeah, but it may go faster than 15 minutes, or you can wear goggles.
I hate onions.
Like to eat them?
Hate onions. Yeah. I don't want onions in any. Onions and no peppers. I like fajitas, but I don't like onions or peppers.
Oh my goodness.
That's not a fajita.
Yeah, it's just a piece of chicken.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Here's mine. Researchers say that every inch someone grows above 5 feet takes about a year off their life.
Good news for Ray.
Ray's going to live forever.
Wow.
Yeah!
So the taller you are, obviously. Listen, we're only supposed to get so big.
You have to pump more, right?
You know what? That's a good way to look at it. You got to pump more. That's correct. So every
it's
inch
harder on your heart.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, these 7 foot guys, they don't live that long.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because their body going through a lot just to stay up. Amy.
80% of the world's population has never been on an airplane.
Mm. Yeah. That
it's wild
right.
to think about because.
That to me, it's 80 seems high. A world, though, I guess world.
Not just America, but world. But still, that's so many people. I mean, even around the world that haven't. Maybe even seen the world, but there's been so many flying things in the last couple of weeks that I don't know, I just thought it was wild that many people haven't.
Lunchbox.
In just 7 hours, an elephant can produce a pile of poop that weighs the same as one fully grown human. Whoa! That's crazy! In 7 hours, it can poop as much as Ray weighs. That's amazing.
Why do you keep going to Ray?
Or you.
Because I figure he's about the average size for a person.
5'6"? I think he's smaller.
No, that's below average.
Guys, just stop.
We continue going in on Ray. Like, no, man, he's tiny. That guy.
I mean, I'm 5'6". You could have used me as an example.
Well, I didn't want to compare you to a pile of poop, Amy.
Thank you.
Here is a couple other ones that I had as alternates. John Adams argued that people should say Your Highness or Your Majesty when they were talking to the president, but Thomas Jefferson said, shut up. You're mad.
Oh.
The first player ever taken in the NFL draft never played a game because of a contract holdout. Jay Berwanger was taken as the first pick in the NFL draft in 1936, but they refused to pay him the $15,000 salary, so he's like, I'm out until we get it. He never played.
So
first
he
pick ever.
Never played?
Never played ever.
That's wild.
There you go. Fun Fact Friday. There you go.
Fun Fact Friday.
Come on. It's time for the good news
with Amy.
Tell me something good.
Rory McCarty needed some batteries, went to Walmart. The cashier was an 82-year-old man that was like, yeah, I've retired, but now I'm back working about 30 hours a week. And I don't know, it's just moved by this story. So thought, well, let me try to set up a GoFundMe and see if we can get this guy to retire. $100,000 was the goal. Well, $108,000 was collected. Now, Butch worked, like I said, 30 hours a week, originally had retired, but a lot of his money was spent taking care of his ex-wife's husband before he passed away. Sounds like a good guy.
Dang. Yeah. I wouldn't do that.
I know. Solid heart.
I guess it depends what happened.
Oh,
there.
That's true.
Yeah.
So later, he had to go back to work. He's got grandkids and kids that he hasn't hugged in years because he can't afford time off or a trip to Florida.
Hugs? No,
he's so broke, he can't even afford a hug.
He would have to fly to Florida and have the time off. And now he gets to do that. It's all because one person needed batteries from Walmart and decided to do something cool. And here's a clip about starting the GoFundMe.
For $108,682.85. Love you, man.
I love you. I appreciate it. I don't say I really deserve it. I just like to talk to people and get along with people.
I like the story a lot.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Because it's two people. It's not like you're dealing with a multimillionaire or a corporation. It's just a guy who saw it and got on TikTok and they wanted to be a part of it. That's really cool. I like it. The 80-year-old man's life has changed.
Yeah.
And now he can afford to go hug at least one of his kids.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Right, that's it. That's what it's all about right there.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
I'm working on it hard. Like, I'm investing a lot of time in trying to get quality sleep. Quality sleep is essential. I love my Sleep Number smart bed because I don't have to worry about that part. Because my Sleep Number smart bed is designed for, well, now my ever-evolving sleep needs as I'm trying to figure out what's happening with me physically. Like, I'm on a CPAP now. You can choose what's right for you and your partner. Because I'm talking about temperature, I'm talking about firmness, I'm talking about softness. Whatever it is, it's there for you. You can have different, and that saves a fight. There you go, you're welcome. So my Sleep Number setting is 30. My Sleep IQ score last night was 87. I mean, it's great for partners. Because again, you're always like, bed's too hot, room's too cold, whatever that is. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. Let me tell you about the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. I can tell you because I've seen the preview of the Santa Fe. It's awesome. I cannot wait to see it in real life and drive it for myself. The Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from whatever you feel like is dull in your work week. And then maybe you got an adventure plan for the weekend. So listen to this. H-Track all-wheel drive, which means you can, if you want to get on a dirt trail, go. The steeper, the better. Get to where no one else is going. Get ready to splash through puddles, kick up some mud, make some tracks, because you're going to have a blast. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe features best-in-class rear cargo space. So whether it's groceries or dogs' water bowls, treats and toys, again, maybe you're out and about, camping gear, extra bags, whatever you need to make it a real adventure, you got plenty of room. And then available dual wireless charging pads. This is probably the feature that I'm most excited about and the thing that I'll use the most. It's great because the last thing you want to do is be anywhere with a dead phone. Especially, again, if you're going camping or if you're just driving down the road. You know, the worst nightmare for me is my phone going dead. Or just a low battery when it gets red. Oof, always got to have it charged. And with the available dual wireless charging pads, you'll be able to head as far out or stay in as much as you want. Got the charging pads and you can navigate your way back to civilization. You got to check out the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Just go look at it. Just looking at it's awesome. HyundaiUSA.com. Class comparison of cargo volume behind front seats with all rear seats folded down based on primary compact SUV competitors as defined by Hyundai Motor America. Competitors within this class are Chevrolet Blazer, Ford Edge, Honda Passport, Jeep Cherokee, Nissan Murano, Subaru Outback, Toyota Venza, and Volkswagen Atlas Cross Sport. Claim based on comparison of specifications on manufacturer websites. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. so the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. Easy trivia. The category is animal sounds. Eddie's wearing the tiara.
Yeah,
he's
man.
The champion. You go first. What animal barks?
That's a dog.
Correct. Easy trivia. Morgan, what animal meows?
A cat.
Amy, what animal moos?
A cow.
Lunchbox, what animal oinks?
Pig.
Good job, everybody.
Nice
job. See, it just gets slightly harder each time. It's easy trivia. Lunchbox has got 1 point. Nobody else is on the board, but Eddie's running the TR because he's the champion. And if you miss it, you get boned.
You've been boned.
Ready?
Ready.
Famous relatives. Eddie, you're first.
Okay.
Who is Miley Cyrus's famous dad?
Billy Ray Cyrus.
Correct. Morgan, what's the name of Super Mario's brother?
Oh, Luigi.
Correct. Amy, Red Akins is the father of what country star?
Thomas Rhett.
Correct. Lunchbox, who is Lionel Richie's famous adoptive daughter?
Nicole Richie.
Correct.
Woo! That was a hard one, guys.
I don't think so, but...
Okay. Next category, state nicknames.
Oh, no.
Yeah, come on, come on.
Okay.
What is the Aloha state, Eddie?
That is Hawaii.
Correct. Morgan, what's the Empire State?
Oh, New York?
Correct. Amy, what's the Sooner State?
Oklahoma?
Correct. You guys are asking it, answering it with questions at the
yeah,
end.
Yeah, because I'm sure. I don't know. I just hear...
What is the Volunteer State? Lunchbox?
Tennessee.
Correct. Next category. Slightly harder. Product mascots. I hope you guys are in your car playing against the morning show right now. Eddie.
Yeah.
What animal is the Trix cereal mascot?
Rabbit.
Correct. Morgan, what kind of hat does Mr. Peanut wear?
A top hat.
Correct. Amy, what kind of animal is the Geico insurance mascot?
A lizard. Chameleon. Lizard? I don't know what. A little green lizard.
I mean, Mike's saying not to give it to you because it is specific.
And, is it called a Geico? A gecko? A lizard?
It's a gecko. I'm going to give that one to you, but it's literally a gecko because it's called Geico.
Gecko.
Yes.
I get it now.
Ooh, we gave you...
It's okay. I can.
That's
I
half
don't
a pass.
It.
That's half a pass. What color is the Energizer mascot, Lunchbox? The bunny.
Is he white?
No. You've been boned.
He is not white. Do you guys know?
Pink.
Pink. Yeah.
Oh man.
Lunchbox.
I'm colorblind. That's half a pass. Next.
I'll sit out.
No. Mike didn't say you were wrong. He just said he needed more.
Okay.
Lunchbox has been eliminated. Mm-hmm. He just got boned. The next category, last names on 90s television.
Oh, man.
Well,
mm-hmm. Bye, Morgan.
Eddie, what's the last name of the family on Full House?
Tanners.
Correct. Morgan, what's the last name of the family on The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air?
Oh, gosh. Prince, I don't know.
The Prince is...
You know,
you've been booed.
Correct.
You're going to say it and I'm going to...
It's the Banks. Hillary yes. Banks.
Hey,
Philip yeah. Banks. Amy, you need this to stay in.
I know.
What's the last name of the family on Family Matters?
Winslow.
Correct.
Oh, no.
We're down to two. Let's go. Eddie, which legendary ocean liner went down on her maiden trip in 1912?
Oh, that is the Titanic.
That's correct. The category is history.
Oh.
Amy, who wrote the Star Spangled Banner?
Francis Scott Key.
Correct. Eddie, what's the name of the painting by Leonardo da Vinci of a woman with a mysterious smile?
The Mona Lisa.
Correct. Amy, which war did the attack on Pearl Harbor happen?
World Hold on. 1940. World War II?
Correct.
Wow, you had a 50-50 shot. Though.
Moving quickly, moving quickly. 80 songs. Who sings What's Love Got to Do With It?
Tina Turner.
Correct. Who sings Billie Jean, Amy?
Michael Jackson.
Correct. Eddie, who sings I Want to Dance with Somebody?
Whitney Houston.
Correct. Amy, who sings Like a Virgin?
Madonna.
Correct. Classic Disney. What's the name of the fairy in Peter Pan, Eddie?
Tinkerbell.
Correct. What is Mickey Mouse's pet dog's name, Amy?
Pluto.
Correct. What fruit was used to poison Snow White, Eddie?
That is an apple.
Correct. What did the fairy godmother turn into a carriage for Cinderella?
A pumpkin.
Correct. The category is science. Eddie, what's the name given to molten rock following a volcanic eruption?
Lava.
Correct. 71% of the earth is covered in what, Amy?
Water.
Correct. What's a scientific name for an educated guess? Eddie.
Hypothesis.
Correct. What part of the plant conducts photosynthesis, Amy?
What part of the plant conducts photosynthesis? The plant. The leaf?
Correct.
You.
Oh!
Wow, Ray had it queued up.
Ray got busted.
One more round, then we go to... Then we go to speed round between you two.
Oh, my goodness.
Cartoon catchphrases.
Oh,
gosh.
It's what cartoon's catchphrase, Eddie?
The Simpsons.
Yeah, The Simpsons. It says what cartoon. Yeah.
Yeah.
Amy. Yabba-dabba-doo!
Scooby-Doo.
You've been...
What in the world, Amy? What in the world?
Oh!
Amy,
you rushed it. You rushed it.
I did.
Wow, Eddie, wow. Good job,
dude. That win. Was great. Good guys, win. Come on, come on, come on.
Goodness.
I don't know.
Oh, an absolute.
I heard a Scooby Dooby Doo.
Yabba dabba doo. Good win, Eddie.
Thank you.
That was a long game, Eddie.
Wow. Master.
Amy, good job.
Thank you.
Easy trivia. Everybody got boned but Eddie.
Uh-huh. All right, that's right.
This is Sarah from Dawsonville, Georgia.
I was just thinking, remember back when Amy's cousin, the psychic, predicted that someone from the show would be leaving in 6 months. And just a thought, has anyone else thought that could be Lunchbox, especially after all the talk of his taxing wave?
Well, Lunchbox has been doing his taxes in this way for 10 years.
Yeah, forever. Yeah.
Longer.
We keep waiting for the feds to kick the door in.
They never do.
Never. So, yeah, Amy's cousin said that someone will be leaving the show in the next 6 months or so. Amy has a cousin that's a psychic. So I don't know. We're just kind of waiting to see what happens. But we don't know who that is. But on that day of 6 months, if it's nobody, we'll spin the wheel and I'll fire somebody.
Oh,
just so we can make it happen.
That's a fun segment. Cool. Yeah, that's a good one. That's a good one. All right, here's a kid named Xander Jackson.
I have a corny corny for Amy. What do you call two birds in love? Tweetheart.
Cute.
That's good. Thank you. The Bobby
Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
A girl on TikTok said there's a trick that she uses anytime she can't remember someone's name.
I saw this. It's terrible. It's terrible. Well, it's mean. It's stupid. Because I'm not good with names either. Right, Freddie?
Yeah, Eddie. But
oh,
yeah.
My bad. But I still struggle.
Mm-hmm.
But go ahead. Tell these guys what she does.
Some people online called it genius. Instead of admitting that she can't remember, she throws out a fake factoid. For example, hey, did you know that it's really hard to say your own name 3 times really fast? And then they try it, and that's how she gets their name.
That's like what you do to a four-year-old.
Yeah,
can you imagine being in a business meeting with a client? Hey, man. Hey, say your name 4 times in a row. Hey, you. Was it Trisha? No.
Okay.
Yeah, that's kind of dumb.
Share with everyone your hack for memorizing people's names.
Well, there's a couple things. One, what I do. A couple things. If I'm with my wife or even Eddie, if we're somewhere, I will introduce them to Eddie. And Eddie knows my move already.
Yep.
And he knows to say, hey, I'm Eddie. Hi. And then they say their name back. He's fishing so I can hear it. Like, that's the real technique. Or you just call him Guy.
What's
hey,
up, man?
Guy.
Hey.
There he is.
What about girl?
The problem is... I would never call somebody girl. Ma'am.
Right.
Ma'am.
Oh, ma'am. Oh, yeah. Ugh, I don't like that.
The problem is when you spend a lot of time with them and you didn't get their name at first and you never actually get their name, so then you kind of know them, but you still don't know their name, you can never go back and ask.
Oh, man, it's tough.
And so you live your whole life not knowing their name. There's one person I've known for 16 years, still don't know their name.
16
yeah,
years?
Yeah, yeah. We went on vacations together and I can't catch it.
Oh.
So I'm still waiting for that moment. So it's the whole thing.
Okay, so when you're in...
I'm kidding.
His name's Ahmad.
You know that, right?
Go ahead.
Okay, so you know what an ick is, right?
Yeah, it's when something is so unappealing to you about a person or that will keep you from wanting to be around them.
So a list of icks was put out. So your relationship might be doomed if you're doing any of these things. But the good news is you can correct it. For example, clapping when an airplane lands. You don't have to do that.
You know what? I'm okay with it if there was some heavy turbulence. Because I'm like, oh my God, thank you. I just wanted to live.
Yeah.
Now, if you're just clapping or the end of a movie. And I don't know that either one of those are ick worthy, but they are annoying about people. Okay.
Being rude to servers.
Yeah, that's a big one. I don't like that. I won't be your friend.
Dirty fingernails.
You know, no, because where I come from, people work for a living.
That's right.
Mechanics.
And you have dirt, and you have calloused hands, and you have dirt. I lived in a sawmill town where everybody worked at the sawmill. So not an ick, but that's a hey, I felt that. That's awesome. Yeah. Good for you. Now, if you're just disgusting, that's a different story. Yeah.
Chewing and talking with your mouth open.
Nobody does that anymore.
They right? don't?
Not
no.
really.
Very rare.
Really. Okay. That's, go ahead.
Referring to their sports team as we.
All the time. I do that all the time.
Of course. Well, that's what you do.
No, everybody does that if you are a passionate and an awesome person.
Being a know-it-all.
Well, I'm that, so it.
And lastly, wearing socks to bed.
It depends on the temperature of the room. I got like 8 to 9 icks. All right, what else?
Well, George Strait said that he is planning to record a new album. He is currently in the process of narrowing down song choices. So we don't have a release date, but it's just cool to know he's working on a new project.
Yeah, I don't think it's that cool, honestly.
I do.
Because if I go to a George Strait concert, I don't want to hear the new stuff.
No.
And I'm not, if I'm going to go and find George Strait music to listen to, as a fan, I'm not going to go search for the new stuff. And I think it's great for him personally to keep doing music. I don't. I like the old stuff. Great.
He might have another hit in there, though.
Maybe, but I don't want him to play about 3 or 4 new songs at a concert if I'm going. Play the hits.
I think he still will. Yeah.
But it's like, you know, older artists, I really don't care about them making new music. And every once in a while, I'm surprised, and I'm like, well, I was wrong on that one. Mm-hmm. Rascal Flatts did that for a while. They would put out new stuff, and I'll be like, okay.
This is good.
That's good. It's just harder because I think Gary Lavox said it best. He's like, we have to compete with our old stuff that's been around forever and is great. Like, there's only a certain amount of times to play on radio, on wherever. And if you're going to pick one, are you going to pick something new by us or something that's a massive hit? And he's like, you picked the massive hit, obviously. But sometimes they can surprise you, and I hope George Strait does that. But I don't get excited when legendary artists put out new music. Sorry to rain on your parade. What's your name again?
Amy. Okay. I'm Amy, and that's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Come on. It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Frank Steele always had dreams to open a pizza restaurant, so he finally did it. Opened it in South Las Vegas, and whoo, no one was coming. Business was slow. He's like, what is wrong with my pizza? So he reached out to a food critic on TikTok, and he's like, look, man, will you please come review my food? Because I need people to come in here. So the guy made an order, and he loved the food. Put it on TikTok and said, honest review. Great food, great people. It's been jam-packed. They're running out of food every day now.
Wow.
That's
pretty cool. Pretty cool that just TikTok or social media in general, if you get on with something positive, because I saw this one. It's a guy, he's young-looking, he's like, it's really good. It's really, and people were like, okay, we're going to go help out. And then they liked it, too, and they started sharing it. The next thing you know, it's like a popular place, and you just hope it lasts.
Like,
and
it just popped up in your feed?
It did.
That's amazing.
And what's crazy is the owner reached out to one food critic, and they wanted thousands of dollars to come do a review, and he's like, I can't pay for a review. So he just reached out to this guy on TikTok, and here's the owner talking about, you know, everything that's happened.
Our phone never stopped ringing. I sold more lemon pepper wings in the last 2 days than I have in the last 4 months. I made more garlic knots yesterday than I've ever made.
Wow.
It's a really good story. Mm-hmm. Again, I like this segment because it's just normal folks making a normal difference, but big things are happening in folks' life because of that.
Yeah,
I love
so if you're in Vegas, go to Frankincense Pizza.
They have no more food.
Oh, yeah, he's sorry. Tired of making this garlic
knots. What about lemon
There's
paper?
Another one. He's like, guys, stop coming. It's me here. I'm on TikTok. Give me a break. I need a day. All right. That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
30 seconds away from Amy's Morning Corny. Up now, today, 25 Whistles, our football podcast. We have UNLV head football coach Barry Odom. And I was just like, hey, what's it like coaching in Vegas? Slot machines everywhere, gambling. Also, you know, he was working at a different school and they're like, hey, be the coach. He has to go move and just live in an apartment or hotel. It's like any other job. It's not like he has a big house waiting on him.
Yeah.
So he's just like living in a little hotel room, coaching a massive team. And one thing that I said, though, for the parents that listen to this show, we were talking about kids coming out of high school, and he was talking about high schoolers, they need to play more than one sport.
I wish we could get back a little bit to kids in high school playing multiple sports. The sports specialization at an early age, I think that takes away from athletic development. I think it takes away from some of the things that kids only get a short window of time on being able to participate in. You know, we don't have to play baseball 12 months out of the year. There's parts of that that are important, but also there's value in being a multi-sport guy.
I mean, here's a guy at a Division I school, massive school, going, you don't have to play football all year long and just keep practicing. We like to see kids who do multiple things. That's why I did football, baseball, and quiz bowl.
Mm. Oh, and look where I got you. Oh,
yeah, look where I am now. Check out 25 Whistles, a football podcast. Our guest, UNLV head football coach, brand new coach, Barry Odom, and obviously the playoffs are this weekend. Okay, time now for Amy's Morning Corny.
The Morning Corny.
How do you get a country girl's attention?
How do you get a country girl's attention?
Attractor.
Attract her.
Oh, I like that.
That was the Morning Corny.
The Friday Morning Conversation with
Kane Brown.
Also, Caitlin Brown is here too. Caitlin, it's the first time you've actually been on the show as a guest, so thank you for being here.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Is it weird?
It's so weird.
Because when you walked in, and I mean, we've talked to you many times, but you were coming in as a guest and you're like, I don't know, I feel awkward.
Yeah, I feel a little out of place.
You could not be in a better place. Did you warm her up, Kane? What'd you tell her about us? Anything?
She's going to do great. She's very bubbly and a people person, so I'm more worried for myself.
About you here?
No, I'm joking.
Okay, I was going to say.
No. She has nothing to worry about.
Kane likes me being here because he's like, you can do all the talking.
Well, and by the way, wonderful. The song's wonderful between you guys.
Thank you.
And I remember the first time that I had seen you guys perform that song. I was just flipping through Instagram and I saw you guys do Thank God Together. And I immediately sent Kane a message. It was about you. And I was like, hey, tell her that I know that probably wasn't, not the singing part, but the getting up there for the first time part. Because you're not doing it in a bar for 11 people like a lot of people do at first. Mm-hmm. You're getting up to a sold out show with Kane. And I was like, just tell her we don't know each other super well, but I'm super proud of her because I know there was a lot of anxiety attached to that. And so it was so cool.
Thank you. Yeah, I mean, I was absolutely terrified. I'm like nervous today. All this stuff is like so crazy and weird to me. You know, I'm usually mom and wife and at home, and I watched Kane do his thing, and it took a lot of courage to get up there, but in my like soul I knew I would be so proud of myself if I was like, I did that. But there was like a lot of walking back and forth backstage. I'm gonna throw up, I don't know if I can do this. You know, so
did you watch it back after you were finished, and then did you listen to it back? How did you, I don't want to say critique, but how did you accept your performance afterward?
I felt good. I mean, I was like really proud. I thought each night it would get easier. It didn't. leading up to Toronto, which was like the biggest show. And then like, I think it's more scary when you know people that are coming. So like he had a bunch of people from Nashville come. We had friends there. And I'd rather just like not know anybody in the room. Yeah. So just a lot of new firsts for me.
Does it excite you to the point where you want to do it more?
I feel like I need to take baby steps. I already struggle with like horrible anxiety as like a human. So I always told Kane, I'm like, whatever we do, let's do baby steps. You know what I mean? And like ease in. But I feel like I'm in like the best position because if I don't want to do it, the show's still going to go on. So you know what I mean? So it's not like all the pressure is on me. So it's kind of like on my terms in a way.
Kane, the first time that even before you performed it live, let's say you guys were talking about even doing the song, recording the song. What was that conversation like with her to even approach the idea of her singing on your record?
She was cool with singing on the record. I don't think she knew the size that the song was going to do, which I told her. I was like, it's going to be the biggest song on the album.
Did you know that it would be a single?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because, well, first off, she can sing her butt off. So, and the song, when I first heard it, it was just an amazing love song. It's not two different artists singing on it, it's husband and wife, so I was like, this is going to be a smash. And my fans have been waiting on it, so I just knew.
When you sang it in studio, Caitlin, were you nervous?
Not too nervous. I love Dan Huff. I mean, I've known him now through Kane for years, and he's like one of my favorite people here in Nashville.
He's awesome. And
yeah,
the best producer professionally, but also like the warmest, most lovely man.
Yeah. I mean, he's always been super encouraging to me. And he always knew for the last year, I mean, 8-7 years that, you know, Kane's been working with him, that I sang too. And he's like, when are we going to do this? So he was super encouraging and like really excited about it. So no, I wasn't nervous. I love the studio. Like the studio is like, I love to create. So I feel very comfortable there.
Let me tell you about the all new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. I can tell you because I've seen the preview of the Santa Fe. It's awesome. I cannot wait to see it in real life and drive it for myself. The Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from whatever you feel like is dull in your work week. And then maybe you got an adventure plan for the weekend. So listen to this. H-Track all-wheel drive, which means you can, if you want to get on a dirt trail, go. The steeper, the better. Get to where no one else is going. Get ready to splash through puddles, kick up some mud, make some tracks, because you're going to have a blast. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe features best-in-class rear cargo space. So whether it's groceries or dogs' water bowls, treats and toys, again, maybe you're out and about, camping gear, extra bags, whatever you need to make it a real adventure, you got plenty of room. And then available dual wireless charging pads. This is probably the feature that I'm most excited about and the thing that I'll use the most. It's great because the last thing you want to do is be anywhere with a dead phone. Especially, again, if you're going camping or if you're just driving down the road. You know, the worst nightmare for me is my phone going dead. Or just a low battery when it gets red. Oof, always got to have it charged. And with the available dual wireless charging pads, you'll be able to head as far out or stay in as much as you want. Got the charging pads, and you can navigate your way back to civilization. You got to check out the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Just go look at it. Just looking at it's awesome. HyundaiUSA.com. Class comparison of cargo volume behind front seats with all rear seats folded down based on primary compact SUV competitors as defined by Hyundai Motor America. Competitors within this class are Chevrolet Blazer, Ford Edge, Honda Passport, Jeep Cherokee, Nissan Murano, Subaru Outback, Toyota Venza, and Volkswagen Atlas Cross Sport. Claim based on comparison of specifications on manufacturer websites. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. I want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How do the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as the Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts, that's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter the Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest. Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest.
The Friday Morning Conversation with
Kane Brown.
All right, Kane and Caitlin are both here. Let me ask you guys a question as a married couple, because it's something that a listener had asked us. They were having a birthday party for a one-year-old, and the wife was like, we want to do a big birthday party, have a big balloon deal, we're going to hire this person, we're going to do cake. And the husband's like, the baby's one. It's not going to remember anything. So, Caitlin, I'll start with you. A one-year-old birthday party, haven't experienced this yourself. What is your take and what you should do for a one-year-old's birthday party?
I'm probably the wrong person to ask. I love to throw a party. So for Kingsley's first birthday, it was like over the top. I feel like a one-year-old party is definitely like more for the adults. I'm celebrating my first year through motherhood with them. So it kind of turns into like an adult party, but it's about the pictures for me. I'm like, I just love to look back on like the moments and have tons of people there. And we went all out and I live for a party. So
Kane, what do you think? What would you tell the listener? Maybe not even you guys, but the husband was like, I don't want to spend money on a one-year-old's birthday party.
I would tell the husband that I was there at one point. And then she talked me into it. And after we did it, you know, you have the memories and the pictures, and it's definitely worth it. It's like a big, you know, it's a big moment for them.
In my house, I'll be gone a lot or I'll be working a lot. And sometimes I like to sit down and play Madden, and sometimes me playing Madden ends up being 3 or 4 hours. Caitlin, with Kane, are you ever like, are you going to get off the computer playing Call of Duty? Does he play so much that you're like, how do you even play that long?
I mean, like every single day of my life, I think that. I'm wondering where he is, and he's either in the bathroom or playing video games. and I have no idea where he is half the time we're at home. I don't see him at home.
Sometimes my wife will record from 4 rooms over, and you'll hear me going, hey, and she's like, listen, I'm trying to watch something and I hear you screaming. Is he a vocal video game player at all?
I feel like not during the day, but the times that I wouldn't want him to be, it is like at night when the kids are sleeping. And Kane built like his own little gaming room. It's really cute, like cozy little room. But it's down the hall from our girls' rooms and it echoes. And if he leaves that door open and he's cursing in there, and I'm like, would you just shut up?
Mainly to 12-year-olds.
Yeah.
Well, also, Eddie and I were talking about, like, kids, it's crazy because I will get on, or I used to, I don't play with kids anymore that I don't know, anybody I don't know, but they get on and they say the most vulgar, like the mean, they just throw the N-word around like crazy.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you should don't say that word. And also you're 8. And also, and I just throw my headphones off. Like, I shouldn't be here. The C word, they're saying all these words to me. And I'm like, as you're 8 years old, why is that your go-to when I hit a slant for 7 yards?
That's their that's their escape for cursing.
Do you play Roblox at all?
No, but I just did the concert series with them.
Meaning you played in the game?
Yeah, I got to do the virtual reality concert. It was cool. I felt really weird. I felt like it's like the Avatar thing where you put on the whole suit.
You played a show with that suit on?
Yeah.
Yes, I bet that would feel weird, but that seems cool.
It was cool. And it was cool to see, like, I had an avatar in the game, and I even, you know, downloaded Roblox and went and watched my own concert. It was a little different, but.
What did your avatar look like?
I didn't spend time making him. It was just, I guess they gave me the random one that you get when you buy the game.
Oh, so they didn't make a Kane Brown specific looking avatar for you?
Oh, you mean my actual?
Yeah, when you did the concert.
So it was just me. They did. They had like all the things on my face, and so like it was literally me standing up there. So I had my Roblox guy, and I went and jumped on my shoulder. Just kept jumping on my shoulder while I was performing.
And then the people that they know you're going to perform, they're in the game, and they just go and they have their headset on, and they just go to where you're performing. You can hear it.
Yeah.
People go back and watch it now, or it had to be live?
Yeah, it's over.
Oh, okay, because I was like, oh, my son's on Roblox all the time. He'd go.
Yeah, it was really cool.
He'd go to your show.
Kane, can I ask a couple questions about you? Are you
sure.
Cool? I know this is kind of a lot. We were like, hey, will you come do the interview with Kane?
Yeah.
Where did you grow up?
Right outside Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
And how did you end up in Tennessee, of all places?
Well, I met Kane along the way. And so he actually just moved up from Chattanooga not long before I moved up here when we started dating.
And what did you feel about the difference in moving from, and was it a rural part? Because when I do a show in Delaware, it's so close to Philly,
yeah.
And there's definitely rural areas all around Philly. So were you from like the city or from right outside where it's
right outside
a bit rural?
The city? There's like an area called, a lot of people know the King of Prussia Mall or Westchester. Those are more common. Maybe no one knows in this room, but it's like 30 minutes outside the city. I don't live anywhere in downtown Philly or anything like that. So like a suburb.
And when you moved to Tennessee, was it a big culture change for you?
No, it really isn't. You know, it actually reminds me a lot of Pennsylvania down here. And we live out in the woods too, and that's kind of how I grew up. And it's very similar.
Does it feel like home now?
It does, yeah.
It's not as cold though.
I love it. So, I mean, I don't know though. We've had like some really crazy weather.
Yeah,
so.
I hate cold weather.
Yeah.
And so, again, I'll just ask you this one final time. Mm-hmm. Do you feel like you will do any more recording of music with Kane, or just yourself in the future?
Yeah, you know, I don't know. Truly, I haven't like planned anything. We haven't really talked. I mean, I guess we were like, we would love to do some more music together for sure. But we're kind of just taking it like day by day.
George and Tammy did a bunch of records, just those two.
Yeah, no, I would love to have.
I mean, a full record would be would be super cool.
We had so much fun. I mean, we really had. I feel like it brought like another bond in our relationship, and it's something that we both love. And you know, I think we definitely will do something else, but who knows?
What's your singing background?
I've been singing since I was little. Music has always been like a huge part of my life, and that's actually how me and Kane even met each other, was just through mutual people that we were both working with in the music business. And so I've always been singing.
Yeah, I was supposed to be on her music video the first time we were going to meet, but I had my first show that day, so I didn't meet her for a year later.
So again, pardon me for being ignorant on this,
no,
but I think
fine.
It's also great because you were able to prioritize what you wanted to prioritize, meaning you were here. And I said, I know you from a few different things, from being local and having similar friends. And
yeah,
but I never knew you did music, because I guess you just weren't like, look at me, I do music.
No.
But you're so good.
Thank
and now
you.
You're actually singing and you're forward facing with your music.
Yeah.
And, but I had no idea. Was that a dream of yours as a kid to be a singer?
Yeah, you know what? I don't know what my dream technically was. I just knew that I loved music so much. And so before I met Kane, I was definitely like an artist and working on my own music and stuff like that. And then I kind of stepped back from it, and I ended up finishing my degree. And you know, the music industry was kind of like jading me at the time. I was young. I was like 18, 19 years old. And, you know, I've been doing it since I was like six, you know, plays and auditions and singing here and doing that. And I took a break from it. And when I took a break from it, I realized it really wasn't about being like, look at me. I just liked to create. And so when I got in the studio with Kane, I was like, this is truly what I love doing. The performance side gives me a lot of freaking anxiety. I don't know if like, I don't know how he does it. You know, that's so much pressure. But I do love music. It makes me happy. And so I kind of feel like I'm have the best of both worlds right now. It's like I can be mom and I can be wife and supportive of Kane, but I'm also now getting the opportunity to do something that I really enjoy doing as well.
Let me not dance around it here, because I don't want people to think that. I think that it doesn't seem like you and Kane are together to make you a music career. It doesn't seem like that at all.
No.
And I think people could, if they are just like, oh, I wonder what's it, because it does seem like that at times with other people, or it seems like things are set up, or it seems like.
Totally.
It does not seem like that at all in the most complimentary way. And you're also awesome. And I'm like, it should have seemed like that. He should have been doing this earlier, because she's awesome.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I think that was like this.
That was
the
scariest
part at the beginning. We were, because honestly, like fans, when I first said I was in a relationship, they didn't take it the right way.
Felt that.
And plus, she was a musician. So both of us wanted, you know, didn't want people to think that she was being like,
yeah, that was probably the most scary part about putting a song out, is people's like perception of it. And I kind of assumed that people would be like, oh, okay, now what?
Was there any time, and again, in a different level, my wife deals with this really bad, where we've had literal stalkers and FBI, but was there ever a time where you're like, I'm not going to go check my DMs, because at this little season, and I'm hoping it's out of it, because you've killed it, and again, it's so authentic. And I think that's what's great about the song you guys are doing. It doesn't feel like Kane's forcing you down our throat. It feels like Kane's finally going, my wife's also awesome. Mm-hmm. And there's a big difference.
Yeah.
Was there ever a time where you're like, you know, I can't read comments right now, because we just put the song out and people are crushing?
Yeah. I mean, honestly, right now I don't have Instagram on my phone.
Really? Wow.
Yeah. I just, not because of like something in particular that happened, but I'm doing it more to just be present with my kids and my life. And I just see like, it's very consuming, and reading comments and stuff like that. And it can be negative, you know, there's so many good ones and you're always just searching for the one bad one. And I just don't think it's healthy. So I'll take like a good social media detox.
That's great. Mental health wise, that is so mature of you, because I don't do that.
Yeah.
I'm stupid. I'm like, let me get on. They must love me today. Oh, crap. They don't. They still don't. I bet today's the day they love me. Oh, they still don't. Well, again, all about this song. And I mean this as sincerely as possible. It just is. Obviously it's a good song, it's a good recorded song, but it doesn't feel like it's something that was manufactured and to get you a career. But my hope now is, you're so good. And even I watched you sing and you're like, oh, I'm so anxious, but you crushed it, which is why I sent Kane a message.
Thank you.
Like, I hope that you do more of this.
Thank you.
Especially because this is your love. And don't not do it because you're worried about other people's perceptions that you don't even know will never meet.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I think we're just going to figure it out. And, you know, I would love to keep doing some music and stuff like that. But just trying to see where I'd fit in.
Family,
you
know? Band.
Yeah.
Family band.
Oh, yeah.
Huh? Get the kids. Get all, yeah.
Oh, God bless. Kingsley. So.
Kane and Caitlin Brown are here. I'll briefly mention this. Georgia won the national championship, which is great for you. It must be hard, though, being an Arkansas Razorback fan. I saw that somewhere online that you're an Arkansas Razorback fan and because you're like a lover of Arkansas. So to have Georgia win, even though you're an Arkansas fan, how did that feel?
It felt amazing.
Yeah.
Nah, honestly, that game was so sad. And I felt like the Ohio State-Georgia game was more of the national championship. But yeah, that was the best game Georgia's played all season.
Did you feel bad for TCU? Because I started to feel bad for TCU.
I did. Well, and then I felt bad for their quarterback because he's a beast. Mm-hmm. And Georgia came to play that day. And when they scored that touchdown, I think a lot of people missed it, but he looked back at the coach and did like this head shake, like, I'm shocked that we scored.
When the guy fell, TCU, the guy fell and he threw the bomb touchdown, is what you're talking about?
Or the quarterback ran it in. And so when he did, he looked back at the coach and was taking his helmet off and just shook his head like, damn, we made it in.
So if Georgia loses, which they've lost one game in 2 years, Caitlin, is it tough when Georgia loses? Is he, because I'm not good when Arkansas loses, so that's a lot. But is he not good?
No, it's not good. Like, I even have people say, like, I really am praying Georgia wins for you tonight just so, like, you and the family are okay.
No.
That sounded a little extreme.
My wife would say the same thing. The only time I have rage is when Arkansas loses. Like, I'm, like, pounding the couch and yelling.
Well, we just know Kane will just be, like, to himself the rest of the night. No one will talk to him. He won't want to eat. Like, he'll just be upset about it. So, it's taken very...
national champions, guys. Yeah. Like, back-to-back in good years.
Are you an Eagles fan regionally? Is there anybody that you grew up loving?
No.
Cool.
No.
What about where you grew up, though?
Yeah.
Are you attached to, it doesn't have to be sports at all. Like, what about home? Is there where you're like, I'm a fan because I grew up around it?
The Phillies are a big thing. I grew up going with all my friends, family, Phillies games and stuff. I would say I have more attachment to Phillies than the Eagles, although most of my family wish I loved the Eagles as much. But, like, I'm not a huge sports person.
What about singers from Philadelphia?
Well, there's Pink. Jonas Brothers are close by. Christina Aguilera came from Pittsburgh. So I have, like, I am proud of my state for, like, the, you know, people that came out of there.
Hall & Oates?
Yeah.
Yeah, and, no, I was thinking... Jasmine Sullivan or Joss Stone, someone else that's really good. There's some good...
Rocky, that's what you meant.
Yeah, there you go.
Rocky, for sure.
Well, there's some good people out of Philly.
Really, I just individually, Kane, you know, I'm a big fan of not just your music, and because I am, but I like how you approach this industry and being non-apologetic about being authentic all the time when it can sometimes be difficult. Because I mean, I get it. It's tough. Like, yeah. I think you're a great example for a lot of people who are doing things in a slightly different way and are being told, hey, I don't think this is going to work, but they can see you do it this way and be successful. And I think it keeps a lot of people also being authentic. So thanks for doing that. Thanks for staying in that lane, even though you've become massively successful and you could have easily changed.
Yeah. Well,
so
thank you.
That's all. There's really nothing to say. And Caitlin, to you, I know this wasn't the easiest thing to do, but you're so good at it. And I hope it gets easier, and I hope you do more of it.
Thank you.
And, like, I'm personally requesting you do more of it.
Thank you.
So, just, I'm proud of you, and I hope you guys just, it's going to be a number one song soon, I hope, and I imagine it will be, and I don't know, you're going to Europe and going to go see some stuff you haven't seen before, which is always super cool. That's one of the coolest things about me having any sort of success.
Yeah, last time I went to Europe, I didn't go out because she wasn't there, so I didn't want to see anything. I just saw that.
Well, you stayed.
That sounds so depressing.
He's like, last time I went to Europe, I closed my eyes the whole time. I never even opened them.
No. I stayed in my room and played Xbox.
Really?
Yeah, I saw the Alpha Tower from my hotel window.
I feel like that's because he wanted to just play Xbox.
I was going to say, he can put the blame on me, but I think he just wanted to play video games. And that's his sweet way of saying it.
Kane and Caitlin Brown, thank you guys so much. Congratulations on everything, and we'll see you soon.
Thank you so much.
Lunchbox, Eddie, Raymundo are going to Vegas today for the Sore Losers Convention, and Raymundo wants us, if we would like, to give him some money because he has an idea. It's an investment, you say.
Correct.
And tell them what you want us to send our money with you to do.
All right, so there's an expert in Vegas. His name's D. Lucky, and he'll tell you the slot machine to play. So he goes to all the casinos, and he'll see when one's about to be hot, and then he texts you. I'll tell you the amount. We have to pay him in a second. And so then once he texts you, you run to that casino. You play however many five pulls of that machine. He doesn't guarantee you're going to win, but he strongly says that that machine's very hot, and you're probably going to blow it up.
How did you find him?
On Instagram, every video he posts, people are winning tons of money. I'm talking insane amounts of jackpots.
What's his name on Instagram? Because I'm going to look him up right now.
I believe it's just straight D Lucky.
D Lucky, one word.
Let's see. It's D Lucky Slots.
Slots, I got it. Okay.
How does he know when one's hot?
He's private.
Oh, so you have to pay to follow him, maybe.
Well, he has a lot of followers, 5.3 million.
Yeah!
He says, D Lucky jackpot experience in Las Vegas. This is not your average money, only for the brave. Click follow to experience Las Vegas. Okay, so that's his job?
Yeah, that's all he does. He'll go up to it.
How does he know? What's his background?
He must have worked in Vegas because when they're doing the machines, he knows exactly how much the people win, how the rolls go, and all that.
Does he have $100 million?
I have no idea.
I had that power, I would probably have a ton of money because I would be doing it for myself or getting my friends to do it and splitting it with them.
Exactly.
It's like a psychic. Like, why don't, if you claim to be like this psychic that can predict the future, why don't you know who wins the Super Bowl so I can bet on it?
And Ray says that all his videos have people winning lots of money.
I can't see them.
But where are the ones that he doesn't post? What about the ones that go and, hey, man, I didn't win anything?
So you want our money.
Yeah, and it would be about, I did the math with even producers, about $200 each.
Oh, I love it.
What?
How much does it cost?
Dude, it costs $1,700 to hire this guy.
That's ridiculous. Okay, no.
And he doesn't guarantee anything?
Unfortunately not. But I'm telling you, the excited faces and how crazy these Instagram videos are, almost everybody wins.
I'm looking at all these videos and they are winning.
Yeah!
How does Lunchbox see him and you can't?
I'm looking at his page D Lucky Experience. I guess he has two different pages. This one has 250,000 followers, followed by Sizzin Raymundo.
This is our most popular experience in Las Vegas for $1,795 per person.
Yeah.
The D Lucky Experience is a great way to learn about Las Vegas. Meet and greet in the high limit slot room. D Lucky will take the time to show you around a high limit slot room and what slot machines he really likes. Learn to have fun. This is a 10-minute experience. Examples of casinos. What will be included? Thumbs up photo op, swag bag, meet and greet with D Lucky. That's all?
What?
But he's also going to show you the machine. Good luck, because get ready to get it blown up.
No, guys.
I'm seeing one where the guy is getting cash. Handed. Boom.
And
boom,
it's as simple as that reason he says the thumb up. He just pulls the machine maybe twice, and the person hits for 8,000, and he goes, when the thumb goes up, it's just like that. Two spins, and you win $8,000.
That's not bad. That's a good investment.
What are you guys talking about?
This is really bizarre.
So how much?
It would be $200 apiece if everybody agreed. I mean, we'd have to have Amy, M2, everybody in.
Hold on, but let's just say it's $2,000.
Yeah.
Okay? $1,700. We'll make it easy, $2,000.
We need 10 of us.
Yeah.
At $200.
Yep.
Yeah! I mean, it's great. Just imagine we get
how much would you be willing to spend, Lunchbox, for the D-Lucky experience?
I'd do $300.
Eddie?
Zero. Who's going to get the selfie with him?
I don't care about the selfie.
Okay, well, that's part of it.
Three. Who gets the swag bag?
Three. Lunchbox, whatever you'll do, I'll do, and we'll see where we are.
Okay.
How much are you doing?
Three.
Okay. I'll put three in.
That's six. Six. Halfway.
Ray?
I mean, my wife said we're good with 200, so.
Oh, my gosh.
You can't do two. You got to do three to be in.
Well, I mean, I can do three, but I'm just saying I can't do a bigger amount.
We're at nine.
So we're at nine.
Yes.
Amy!
I know.
D-Luck,
no?
When the thumb goes up.
Yeah. We're not pushing you.
Okay.
Right? What's it say? When the thumb goes up.
It's just like that.
Yeah.
That's exactly how he says it, too.
I mean, it'll be awesome if y'all win.
Mm-hmm. Anybody else? 300?
I heard Mike D say he's in.
No,
Mike D. No, because he's quiet, so he doesn't say anything, so he agreed. Silently. Morgan. Okay. Morgan's on the edge.
Hold on. If we do four, it's almost there.
You can do four.
Lunch?
I'll do four.
Okay, I'll do four. That's 1,600. So how much was it?
That's only $1,200.
Oh, sorry. I thought we had four people. I was already considering Morgan in it. Dang.
Yeah, you're shy. A lot of money here.
Morgan, how you feeling?
Not $400.
Oh, my goodness. Do you guys not like winning money? I don't understand this.
Oh, man. This doesn't seem like a sure thing.
Yeah, well, it's not a sure thing.
Well, Amy.
Okay. Follow me here.
Okay.
Is there insurance?
No. Would you do $200, Amy?
No.
Dang it.
Sorry. What would that do?
Like, it would get them more money.
Well, yeah, and then you just get a smaller percentage. Yeah,
okay,
yeah,
so take them to 1,400.
It's just not that often you get an experience with a slot machine expert. Instead of just going there and doing random pulls, he has a method
behind
him.
We're sure
that's
not a scam.
Right.
Bones, it sounds like a scam. I'm shocked that you're even considering this.
It's so funny.
Look at the Instagram videos, dude. Like, I mean.
Yes, but like I said, what about the ones he doesn't post?
Part 2 of 5, this dude's making money.
How much would you do, Amy?
Look, oh, here's the casino guy bringing him cash.
None. Okay, that's fine.
Like hundreds, in Vegas, hundreds, I just, hundreds.
How much is it, Ray?
$17.99.
Oh my gosh.
So $1,800.
Yeah.
So we need to be eight. We need eight.
Where's his Yelp review?
Oh my goodness! Look at this guy. He just got.
Mike, can okay. Here's what we're gonna do. Let me think about this. Try to do the math here.
Okay. Well, cause you asked how much, and I'll say for me, a good time in Vegas without feeling like I've lost a bunch of money is like $50.
We're gonna say no, thank you.
Yeah. Well okay. Thanks, but no thanks.
Hey. Well.
Sounds about right, Amy.
This is the dumbest thing I've ever considered.
Yeah, I'm shocked you're considering
it. Right, and you're wanting me to consider it too.
What are you thinking?
Two children to feed.
Okay. Oh, here she goes. She's sitting down at the slot machine. Here we go.
He's watching.
Oh yeah. And she's putting her money in. Oh, come on.
She's going to win.
Hey, she looks happy.
Yeah, she's got a player's card. She inserts it.
It's usually only about 2 or 3 pulls.
Oh, yeah. She just put in the money. About to do. Oh, she's just so excited. She's like, smiling. Oh, this is so nerve-wracking.
Okay, here's what it's. Okay, I'll read you something, and there's something online about it, the review as well.
Oh,
okay. Yes. I want to hear
$100
this.
A spin.
Let me tell you about the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. I can tell you because I've seen the preview of the Santa Fe. It's awesome. I cannot wait to see it in real life and drive it for myself. The Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from whatever you feel like is dull in your work week. And then maybe you got an adventure plan for the weekend. So listen to this. H-Track all-wheel drive, which means you can, if you want to get on a dirt trail, go. The steeper, the better. Get to where no one else is going. Get ready to splash through puddles, kick up some mud, make some tracks, because you're going to have a blast. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe features best-in-class rear cargo space. So whether it's groceries or dogs, water bowls, treats, and toys. Again, maybe you're out and about. Camping gear, extra bags, whatever you need to make it a real adventure, you got plenty of room. And then available dual wireless charging pads. This is probably the feature that I'm most excited about and the thing that I'll use the most. It's great because the last thing you want to do is be anywhere with a dead phone. Especially, again, if you're going camping or if you're just driving down the road. You know, the worst nightmare for me is my phone going dead. Or just a low battery when it gets red. Oof, always got to have it charged. And with the available dual wireless charging pads, you'll be able to head as far out or stay in as much as you want. Got the charging pads, and you can navigate your way back to civilization. You got to check out the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Just go look at it. Just looking at it's awesome. HyundaiUSA.com. Class comparison of cargo volume behind front seats with all rear seats folded down based on primary compact SUV competitors as defined by Hyundai Motor America. Competitors within this class are Chevrolet Blazer, Ford Edge, Honda Passport, Jeep Cherokee, Nissan Murano, Subaru Outback, Toyota Venza, and Volkswagen Atlas Cross Sport. Claim based on comparison of specifications on manufacturer websites. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How do the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as the Boar's Nest, Stu's Place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts, that's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter the Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer, and the birth of outlaw country music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest. Three things in this segment. Number one is Abby. Abby met a guy in the back of an Uber. They were sharing an Uber. It was dark. It was New Year's Eve. They had a good conversation. She flirted with him. She thinks he flirted with her. She claims he sent her an invite to go to some post-New Year's Eve party, but she never got it. We talked about him. We did a misconnection. A listener found him. I wrote a message for Abby. It was a poem. Now, Abby, we don't know yet, so this is news to all of us. You sent the message. Has he responded?
Yeah, I sent it.
Did you say yeah?
Oh, no, I just said yes to I sent it.
Okay, you sent it.
He has not responded, and he has not even seen it. It still says sent.
Yes, but you will not know if he's seen it if he doesn't
accept
it. So he can actually see it.
Oh, he can see the whole thing?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
Not accept it. Therefore, you'll never see that he's seen it.
Oh.
But he also may not have seen it. He is private, and he has few followers, so I imagine he's not on Instagram a whole lot. But it is there. So right now, the update is there is no update.
Yep, no update. It just looks really funny. There's like 30 lines that I sent him.
Oh, you know what he's thinking? He logged into his Instagram. He's like, I thought I got rid of this girl in the Uber. Like with the fake invite.
I don't know that that's true. But okay, so the update is no update.
No update.
All right, my second thing is, before we get to the slot machines, is an observation about Lunchbox. Now, they're going to Las Vegas, Lunchbox, Eddie, and Ray for Sore Losers. Now, we do a lot of things here on the show. We have clients come in. We have Lunchbox go to places for work, on and on and on. And he does not cut his hair, and he does not shave his face, and he does. And all of a sudden, he's going to Las Vegas.
Oh, I know where you're going.
And he's got a haircut. His face is shaved perfectly. Uh-huh. Like, right. I get it. Vegas is fun, but this is not the stuff that's going to make Vegas better for you. Because you could actually make more money by being, like, looking professional for clients. Having our bosses see you looking good and going, we should put Lunchbox on other things. But you don't because you just...
But here I am.
No. But today you did it for Lost. Why don't you do this for work stuff so you can get these jobs that you always want, but they go, no, not Lunchbox.
I try sometimes.
No, you don't.
I mean,
but today for a Vegas trip, you're all shaved and pretty.
Yeah, I can't shave every day.
I shave pretty much every day.
Why can't you?
I ain't got time, guys. No,
and I have less time than you. I'll be honest.
I don't know.
Yes.
I don't know.
You have to prioritize. But if you're like, why don't they put me on these national album releases hosting?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I've said they should put me on those.
Why don't they give me more commercials for clients? I can go talk to clients.
I mean, those album release things, I'd crush them, but they don't ever put me on them.
Everybody could crush them. But they don't put you on it because you don't make it easy for them to do that. Because they're like, we want this guy, whomever it is, if it's Amy, if it's myself, it's whomever. You are the representation of the company.
Yeah.
And they don't feel like they can trust you with that representation. But all of a sudden, you're going to go to Vegas and party, and you've shaved and cut your hair.
Yeah, the bright lights of Vegas makes everything look better. I mean, you gotta...
I love that you know who you are, but you also can't complain about the stuff that you don't get because your priorities are a little out of whack there.
I can still complain.
You can, and you will.
And I will.
That's
don't
the
worry.
Reason. Yeah. And then finally, Raymundo's going, and he's found us this guy. He's called D-Lucky, and he says that if you pay him a bunch of money, he can walk through casinos, find slot machines that are hot, and text you and... there's a good chance you'll win.
Yeah, he's has the Midas touch or something like that.
So you pay $1,795, $1,800.
That's awesome.
For the D-Lucky experience. I did find on TripAdvisor.com a review.
Okay.
Oh, come on.
Yeah! He's on TripAdvisor? That means he's legit.
No, he's not. Someone wrote about him.
Oh.
Posting this because it ties into the recent bands at the MGM, Cosmo, and Wynn. The basic premise is you pay D-Lucky $1,795 for 10 minutes of him helping you to win at slots. You also get a swag bag. The guy also charges extra to not post a video of you if you want to become anonymous. All the videos he posts on YouTube show wins. Well, anyone who's a Vegas veteran or gambler knows that ain't possible. Here's a great video exposing the experience for what it is. It also includes testimonials from people who say they paid for the experience. And then you click it, and it isn't as warm and welcoming.
As
it's,
is Instagram?
It's 18 minutes of not as warm and welcoming of people.
Boo!
Oh, boo.
Yeah, haters.
I'm not used to hearing that one.
So it's a lot of money. and there's no promise. And they call him in this video fake, fraud, scam, deception.
Dang.
Boom.
And we were talking off air about that's how much it costs to hire him, but that's not, that didn't cover what you're going
to
gamble.
Then you have to gamble with it too. And then he's like, you need $1,000 to gamble.
Minimum.
Yeah.
So basically it's $3,000.
But if it does go sour, then he allows you to go for an additional 15 minutes at some charge or something.
Yeah.
So he allows you to pay him more?
Yeah.
Wow.
So that's nice. You can play a slot machine? Like,
I'm out.
Yeah.
Dang exactly. It. Dude, I watch these videos all the time on Instagram. I just wanted to maybe get to be a part of it. And I thought through the show, maybe we could do it. But no.
No.
And this is
just too much. I mean, if everybody jumped in, it would be hilarious, but it's still too much money.
I know. It's an insane amount of money. That's why I was kind of mad about it.
No guarantees. However, if you like slots, this is your best opportunity to learn to play with the best.
Oh, boy. Learn.
The optional free jackpot experience will consist of D-Lucky picking the best slot machine for you and explaining why he thinks his machines are the best one to hit the jackpot on.
He just knows the machines. It's like, I go out there inexperienced, you're going to lose. I don't know the machines. I don't know what's going to pinball, what's going to blackjack. Who knows?
He doesn't either.
How does he have all these videos, Eddie?
Well, you know, it's a numbers game, right? You do it 100 times, you're going to get 10 winners. There's 10 videos.
I don't know that that's true, but...
I mean, something like that.
I don't know.
But there's a science behind it.
You just need $3,000, and we don't have that.
I know. We were so close, though. We were pulling that money.
Why are you sweating this? Just say no and move on.
Yeah. Like, you're pretty logical.
What's wrong with you right now?
Yeah, I mean, it's an experience.
You want to go to Vegas with us?
I've had such bad luck so far this year in anything I'm doing. Like, I got to the final game of my Eliminator for $10,000. I paid almost nothing to get in it, and I made it through the whole season. Final game, all I got is have one team win, and they lose. And I lost the money. My fantasy football, go to the championship. One of my players doesn't get to play because of the guy that got hurt. And so he just doesn't count. So I lost the championship. So it's been very unlucky for me this year.
Yeah.
So something's got to turn, and I feel like maybe this could be like, they're just sitting there waiting for me to turn it.
D-Lucky.
That's called chasing. Stop it.
Okay.
Don't be chasing.
You're right. Okay. Well, then that's a no, Ray.
All right.
It's a no, dog.
Big sigh.
Dang.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Florida. A man was making his directorial debut. He's like, I'm going to make a movie. Shoots a little bit. He's like, man, I'm out of money. What am I going to do? Oh, there's a credit union there. Writes a note, says, smile, I got a gun.
Oh,
goes
crap.
In to get the money.
Hopefully he filmed this at least.
Yeah, this is perfect.
Golly.
And he eventually got busted, but he said it was all for his movie.
He believed in it.
It is hard to finance certain things.
Right.
Golly. Okay.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
Hope you guys have a great weekend. 25 Whistles is the football podcast that we do. I hope you check it out. We have UNLV head football coach Barry Odom on. He just took over that job. And I'm like, hey, do you have to live in an apartment for a while before your family gets? Because like any job, when you have to relocate.
Yeah.
We don't think about that with famous head coaches. I'm like, do you have to just live in an apartment? And he's like, no, a hotel. It's crazy. Yeah. So, but it's awesome. And he also talks about how he wishes kids would play more than one sport instead of just like playing baseball all year long. But check it out. Obviously, NFL playoffs are happening this weekend. It's a really fun show. 25 Whistles, wherever you podcast. Do you know what you're doing this weekend? Anything specific?
Nothing specific. I'm going to finish taking down my Christmas decorations.
That's specific.
But that's nothing like exciting.
I didn't say exciting. I said specific.
It's actually depressing.
I'm going to go watch Arkansas and Vanderbilt play basketball tomorrow.
Oh.
Because Arkansas will be here in Nashville.
Oh, so you don't even have to go far.
No, I'm very excited about that.
Yeah.
Because they haven't played here in a long time. So I'm going to go watch that game. Just should be a good weekend at home. So just pumped to be staying here and be back on Monday. Bye, everybody.
Bobby Bones Show.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Canva is awesome for so many reasons, for your social media, but for work. If you're looking for ways to impact at work, Canva can help your points get across. All right, Mike, what do we use it for? Like one sheets, if we're doing like a presentation, graphics.
Oh, it's awesome for graphics. Super easy to use.
And that's the thing, too, especially with some of these apps. You think, well, there's no way I'll be able to use it. Well, me, because I'm a dummy. But even I can use Canva to make things look cool, right?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to insult me and say yeah so quickly.
Yeah, you can do it.
Yes.
It's awesome.
So it's easy design, impactful Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, videos. Start with a designer-made template, which makes it so easy, especially for me. Customize with your content. You can add images and graphics and charts. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work.
The show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them every day can make all the difference in the world. That's why everybody should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.